fiery debate. It's not unusual when Parliament is sitting, but the Senate was pushed to new lengths yesterday, recording the longest ever continuous question time. The marathon session in the Red Chamber came after Independent Senator David Pocock led a push to extend question time by around 30 minutes in a bid to encourage the government to be more transparent. It prompted Labor to retaliate, dragging out question time for even longer. David Pocock is an independent senator for the ACT and joins me in our Canberra Parliament House studio. Senator, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Good to be here.
What happened yesterday?
Myself and others in the Senate have been trying to get the Briggs review out of the government for over 2 years now. They've been sitting on it. They told us that they would release it. And this is a review into government public sector appointments. Something, you know, jobs for mates is an issue in Canberra. I hear from a lot of people in Canberra who want to end that. They want merits-based appointments. The government knows that, yet they've been sitting on this report. And after refusing Senate orders time and time again, talking to colleagues, we decided that we had to ratchet up the pressure. And so we said to them, we will add an extra half an hour, an extra five questions to question time until you actually produce this report, which we are demanding that you do. And rather than just go through with that, they ended up turning it into an absolute marathon of a question time. And I think really highlighting the need for more transparency and for the government of the day, when they don't have the numbers in the Senate, to actually comply with Senate orders.
So procedurally, question time's not over until a minister says it's over, is that correct?
Yes, that's how it works, and they simply refuse to end it, and that's fine. You know, as an independent Senate, I get one question a week. I think yesterday I ended up being able to ask two or three because they just wouldn't end question time. I'm very happy with that. I've got lots of questions I'd like to ask of the government to try and hold them to account.
So, Senator Pocock, the manager of government business in the Senate, Katie Gallagher, had this to say at the end of yesterday's marathon question time. Let's take a listen.
We've just had a 3.5 hour question time, and I don't think a blow was landed. I mean, I could be biased here, but honestly, is that you had every opportunity talking about transparency, talking about all the questions we need to answer, and we gave you 3.5 hours.
What did you think of those comments?
Well, I've been pretty disappointed by the way the Albanese government has treated Senate orders. You know, the Senate is a really important part of our democracy. It's there to be the House of Review, to hold the executive and the government to account. And we very rarely, almost never, have the government having the majority in the Senate. And I think that's a very good thing, because you have a Senate that can hold the government to account. And yet we've seen them over the last, you know, decade or two, governments of the day increasingly not comply with Senate orders when it comes to simple transparency measures like releasing a report and coming up with all these bogus excuses that simply do not stack up. And, you know, so for them to kind of extend question time like that and then, I don't know, try and say that, well, the Senate, the non-government senators are trying to cause an issue here. We're trying to hold them to account. We're trying to actually push for more transparency.
What's going to happen when the Senate returns?
Well, this extended question time will continue until they release the Briggs report. It's up to them. You know, they could have simply walked in and given us a report where they have no grounds to withhold this. This was a report that Minister Gallagher herself said, when I get it, I'll be releasing it to the public in line with public expectations. And that certainly is an expectation of the public. They've sat on it for 2 years. And in that 2 years, we've seen all sorts of former Labor politicians get some pretty plum jobs. And they may very well have been merits-based. They may have had the skills and the experience for those jobs. But you have to get a little bit suspicious when a government is sitting on a report for over 2 years.
Murray Watt, government senator, yesterday accused you of upending tradition, in quote, a grab for power, and accused you of having a dummy speech. Has the way the government responded surprised you?
In my experience in sport and you know, in politics in the last 4 years, is when people resort to getting personal, you know you've really got under their skin. And you know, as an independent Senate, I'm here to try and hold the government to account, and I'll continue to do that. And if the entire Senate, every single non-government senator saying we want more transparency and we want this report means that the government sort of resorts to personal attacks and says that that is a dummy spit, then I'm very happy to cop that and continue to push for this.
Senator Pocock, thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sally.